This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14th of July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and warm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, perfect for an evening stroll. Jerusalem is calm and mild, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, a pleasant night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that Hezbollah now retains only a fraction of its missile arsenal, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, Netanyahu warned Iran that he cannot disclose everything that will happen if provoked. This was reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports Iran's recent actions focus on controlling the Hormuz Strait rather than dealing with former President Trump. Separately, Iran claims responsibility for attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The JNS shared this update from earlier today. And finally, the European Union debates a potential ban on trade with Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Forward reported this from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that India summoned the Iranian deputy ambassador after an attack on a UAE tanker killed an Indian national. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English shared that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps against any attacks on Israel. Visegrad 24 posted earlier today about the EU announcing an initial 900 million euro package for Gaza's recovery, while Hamas remains in control. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's statements on Hezbollah. In his address, he emphasized the diminished threat from Hezbollah, pointing to reduced missile capabilities. The Jerusalem Post highlights that Netanyahu's speech aimed to reassure Israeli citizens about national security. This assertion serves as a message of strength to both domestic and international audiences. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks on Iran. At the Negev conference, he declared Israel's readiness for any potential conflicts with Tehran. As reported by Israel Hayom, Netanyahu's comments come amid rising regional tensions. His vagueness about potential actions leaves room for strategic ambiguity, a common tactic in international diplomacy. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on Iran's strategic focus on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran appears more concerned with flexing its military might in the region rather than political disputes with the United States. This shift could signal a change in Tehran's priorities, affecting global oil shipping lanes and regional stability. In a related development, JNS details Iran's claim of responsibility for recent attacks on regional targets. These incidents, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz, highlight the ongoing volatility in the region. The UAE's confirmation of casualties underscores the human cost of these geopolitical tensions. Finally, Forward reports on the EU's discussions about banning trade with Israeli settlements. This move, debated among foreign ministers, reflects growing international scrutiny of Israel's settlement policies. Such a ban could impact the Israeli economy and its diplomatic relations with the EU. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startups Kela and Isotop will develop an autonomous platform for the IDF's attack drones. This collaboration marks a significant advancement in military technology. Separately, Walla Business shares a record-breaking event in Israel's financial sector. The Mami Card, launched by the Mami Club and Isracard, saw an unprecedented issuance of 11,000 tickets in a single day. And finally, from Globes, a date has been set for the Knesset elections. The elections will take place on October 27th, following the Knesset's dissolution on July 17th. This sets the stage for a potentially transformative period in Israeli politics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.